This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome
to My Favorite Murder, the mini-sode.
This is the mini thing where we read you your shit.
And you like it. Should we just jump in?
Let's do it.
The subject line of this email is sitting in a hot tub with a dead body.
Perfect.
Hello, Karen in Georgia. When I moved out for college, I moved to a large apartment complex in Lake Oswego, Oregon. It was very bougie and had a tennis court, gym, pool, and a hot tub that was open 24 hours.
Whoa.
One morning, I came home around 8 a.m. from my friend's house to about 20 cop cars at the main building of the complex. It was a very sleepy area, so this seemed very out of the ordinary. I pulled into my parking spot and walk up to my apartment, and across the breezeway at my neighbor's apartment, there were about 15 cops going in and out. One of the officers stopped me and asked if I'd seen or heard anything, and I told him that I wasn't home last night. Cut to the next day, I see on the news that someone had drowned in the hot tub the night before. My neighbor was in the hot tub with a friend of his after a night of heavy drinking. They got into an argument, I believe it was over a girl, which turns into a fist fight. My neighbor gets beat up pretty bad and goes underwater, struggling to keep his head up.
Oh my God.
His friend sits there next to him and watches him drown and doesn't do anything.
Oh my God.
He then proceeds to sit in the hot tub for another 10 minutes before pulling my neighbor's body out of the tub. He calls the police and says that he fell asleep in the hot tub and woke up to my neighbor dead in the hot tub. What he doesn't realize is that the whole thing was caught on tape. I couldn't believe something like this happened to the guy across the hall that I would wave to every day when we crossed paths. The worst thing is, the next week, the pool house was reopened, and when I walked by to get my mail, I noticed a group of kids playing in the exact same hot tub he died in. Thanks for reading. I love listening to the podcast. It makes pushing paper all day way more enjoyable. Stay sexy and don't get into hot tubs. They are already dirty enough, and you never know if someone's died in it.
No.
Kenny.
That's the saddest story. What a fucking, like, horrific way to die. Like, not even, like, for his family to be like, this is what happened. It's just, like, inhumane and fucking horrible.
Well, yeah, and the idea that in this day and age, I mean, I don't know how long ago this happened, but it's like, you have to assume you're on tape everywhere you go in public. You have to.
Yeah.
It's just how it actually is. But thank God.
But, like, do good things pretending you're not on camera. Don't just do... What the fuck? Oh, that one's going to stick with me, especially because I love the hot tub.
You sure do love a hot tub.
I fucking love a hot tub.
Well, then just be very selective with who you get into it with.
Okay.
It's just you and that cat.
Gus the Jacuzzi Cat. Is that who you speak of? Okay.
It is.
This one's called SMU, Home of the Murder Pony.
And the Sea Snakes.
Exactly. Karen, Georgia, and New Hair Steven.
Summer Hair Steven.
As a recent graduate of Southern Methodist University, I am obligated to tell you that our mascot is not the Herky Sea Snakes, but the Mustangs, which is important because we are represented by Peruna the Pony, the only mascot to ever murder another mascot.
Oh, no.
During a game against the Fordham Rams, the ram in question got too close to our pony, so close that it scared Peruna, and he murdered the ram with one kick. The murder made Peruna legendary and has united the student body of SMU ever since. On one Friday afternoon every spring semester, we celebrate Peruna's birthday with Peruna Palooza, the largest party of the year that happens outside on the school lawn with a shit ton of blow-up obstacle courses, mass amounts of junk food, and Peruna himself. Peruna has special handlers and is available at his birthday party to take pictures with. I wouldn't get too fucking close to them. Our campus often feels divided by frat stars and art trash, and then it says guilty.
But
frat stars.
But every year we come together as one glorious spring on a glorious spring afternoon to party hard and worship our deadly pony. Thanks you guys for the podcast and all the good that has come from it. Y'all have a large group of SMU murderinos cheering you on.
Wow.
SSDGM and all hail Peruna, Dakota.
Whoa.
That's so random.
That's also so much great information.
It is.
What if a frat star fell in love with art trash? At the Peruna Palooza.
Could they make it?
I mean, if they drink enough together, if they both drink forever. As much, I feel like a frat star would really, he would not be able to not fall in love with it, yeah. With art trash, because he's not supposed to. It's forbidden.
And that we're like quirky and fun.
Right.
I'm saying that as if I have any talent in art, but you know I'd be an art trash.
You can draw.
Thank you. No, I can't.
I've never seen you trying to do it. I just want to be supportive.
I was like, you know my secret?
But I mean, like, we can be art trash as, like, you know, like fake band.
Hip, cool.
We were in theater, but then we quit it because we were too cool.
Oh.
That kind of move.
Sure. All right.
I'm just saying, let's write a rom-com.
Okay. Oh, my God. Yes.
All right. Subject line, lighthearted immigrant story. My grandfather had my grandmother declared dead. Dearest Karen, Georgia, Stephen, and pets. My family immigrated from Cuba in the late 60s, and over the years, little tidbits of information was leaked by my grandmother about the very strange way that they were able to escape Castro's communist regime. When my grandmother decided to move next door to her sister's and sell my childhood home, she finally decided to tell me all the family secrets.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, girl. Growing up in Cuba, my grandmother's parents had 9 kids and a sugarcane farm. According to my grandmother, she was chosen as the prettiest, so she was forced to move to Havana to go to nursing school.
What?
Apparently, by being the prettiest, she had the most hope of meeting a rich doctor to marry, so of course,
my God,
she would go to nursing school. Amazing. This was being a lady back then.
Yeah.
After she graduated, she immediately started schmoozing the available doctors on her floor until she found my grandfather.
Oh, my God.
My grandfather was known throughout the hospital as a player and had a gaggle of women after him. My grandmother wasn't having that, so she stole some blood from the hospital and poured it on one of the women's cars with a note that said, "I know where you live," to get her to back up.
God, what is happening?
As a 30-year-old, I am still very afraid of her.
Jesus.
As my grandmother, sorry. That's amazing. I mean, she must have really loved him.
Yeah. Is that the word we're using?
That's love. Yeah, that's what love is. As my grandmother is telling me all this, she starts to pull out a tiny photo album that she kept hidden in the cutout pages of her Bible.
Sounds chill.
This woman is incredible.
She's a nightmare.
There's the usual family photos of my dad and his sister that are 10 months apart, and then a random photo of my grandfather at a bar with some friends. One of the friends is really familiar. It's motherfucking Fidel Castro.
What the fuck?
Apparently, my grandfather and he were old college buddies.
What?
I asked my grandmother about it, and apparently my grandfather was his preferred anesthesiologist whenever he needed anything done.
Uh-huh.
And he got one of my grandmother's sisters hired on as one of his personal seamstresses.
Great.
All caps, what the fuck. So when shit started to hit the fan, my grandfather started a backup plan to get the fuck out of Cuba. Yes, that's right. He used his relationship with Castro to send my grandmother and 3 kids to Costa Rica on quote-unquote vacation, then had them all declared dead since he was a doctor.
Oh my God.
Once my grandmother got to the States, she worked at a deli and put herself through nursing school again.
Whoa.
To put food on the table for 3 little kids. 5 years later, my grandfather was rescued from Cuba on one of the Freedom flights to Miami. He put himself through medical school a second time.
Jesus.
That's what fucking immigrants have to do when they come to America. They're full. It's a full-on, like, he's a neurosurgeon in Cuba, and he has to come here and go to medical school.
How many taxi drivers have you fucking talked to that are like, yeah, I used to fucking be a doctor or like a pediatrician in fucking India.
Or like, I'm a diplomat.
Right.
Yeah, it's insane. Okay. He became a well-respected doctor that saved countless lives as a cardiologist. Amazing. I just wanted to share a story about immigrants where we're the good guys. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of them. Thank you all for normalizing mental health talk. Stay sexy, and when in doubt, declare your family dead to escape a communist regime. Ash.
Oh my God.
That's so good. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, here's the thing. You like a guy, there's a gaggle of women after him. You gotta up your game.
I thought you were gonna talk about how immigrants are like, no, it's fucking throw stolen hospital blood.
Yes.
On a fucking car.
Just, here's what I'm saying. Get some skin in the game. If you really care about someone,
yeah,
throw blood around.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, prove it. Prove you care more than those other women.
That's right.
You'll land your man.
That's right. She did.
She did it.
Good for her.
She did it the best.
Okay.
Hey, Karen, you know that feeling when you're stressed out and your heart starts to pound and your mind is racing?
I do. I know it well.
Well, while there's no cure for stress, therapy can help shape your response to it. And since May is Mental Health Awareness Month, there's no better time to try Talkspace.
When you sign up for Talkspace, you'll receive a personalized match with a therapist or psychologist, typically within 48 hours.
Forbes rates Talkspace as the number one online therapy platform, plus their licensed professionals are in-network with almost all major insurance companies.
Once you meet your therapy goals, or if you want to cancel for any reason, Talkspace will provide you with a prorated refund for unused time. I feel like these days people understand the importance of therapy, but the difficult part is just taking that first step. It took me months to make my first therapy appointment. I was so scared. I had a lot of ideas in my head about it. And that's why I think Talkspace is such a good idea, because making it so approachable will just get you there sooner. Then you can actually get in there, figure out what you need, talk to an actual professional, and be on your way to solving some stuff that you might want to solve.
To celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month and the power of talking it out in therapy, Talkspace is offering our listeners $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80.
Go to Talkspace.com/MFM and use promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/MFM and enter promo code SPACE80 and get $80 off your first month and show your support for our show.
That's Talkspace.com/MFM. Enter promo code SPACE80.
Goodbye.
Georgia, have you ever been blown away by the most simple dish at a restaurant, like perfectly scrambled eggs?
Oh my God, yes, Karen. And then all I want to do is make that dish at home and eat it every day.
Well, you probably could, as long as you have the chef's secret ingredient, Made In cookware.
Made In was created to bring restaurant quality performance kitchenware to home chefs around the world.
For years, they've built their business by supplying restaurants and top chefs with high-end cookware. Some of Tom Colicchio's most treasured dishes at his restaurant Craft are made in Made In.
Whether you're cooking for professional critics or just the critics you live with, your meals will benefit from the quality of Made In products.
Like their carbon steel cookware, it combines the best of both cast iron and stainless steel clad, so it's rugged enough for grills or an open flame. It's the MVP of summer cookouts and cook-ins. What I really love about Made In cookware is that it actually makes something like having a Memorial Day barbecue much more convenient, because you can keep everything on the grill. If you need to throw, say, a pan of garlic up on the top while you're grilling your steaks on the bottom, it's strong enough, durable enough to do that.
If you want to take your cooking to the next level, remember what so many great dishes have in common. They're all Made In, Made In.
Save up to 25% this Memorial Day from May 18th through May 27th when you visit madeincookware.com.
That's madeincookware.com. Goodbye.
There's something about the sound of an old-timey cash register that really takes me back.
I know. It sounds like someone is about to hand me an ice cream cone, but it also sounds like we just sold some merch.
That's right. And if you're a Shopify user like us, you know that this sound means you just made a sale.
Shopify has helped millions of businesses sell their products online, but did you know they also offer the same support for brick and mortar stores?
From accepting payments to managing inventory, they have everything you need to sell in person. So give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify.
Shopify POS tracks sales across all your locations. That way, you'll always know what you have in stock and where.
They also provide reliable tech that fits your unique retail needs, like turning a tablet into a credit card reader.
And if you're looking to reach new customers, check out Shopify's marketing tools. They're easy to use, and they integrate with all social media platforms.
With Shopify, we have a powerful partner for managing our sales. And if you're a business owner, you can too.
Do retail right with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period today at shopify.com/murder. And here's the important note, that promo code is all lowercase.
So go to shopify.com/murder and take your retail business to the next level.
That's shopify.com/murder. Again, don't forget, the code is all lowercase.
Goodbye.
Here, I just have one more.
Okay.
Okay. This one's called MFM helped the chimpanzees I work with.
Oh.
Hi, guys. I'm a caregiver and photographer at a sanctuary for chimpanzees retired from research. Literally the best job on the planet.
Oh.
I'm also a member of an MFM spinoff Facebook group called Furderinos. Love it. I like to share stories and photos there about the group of chimps I work with. I recently posted that one of the female chimps I work with, her name is LB, had worn out her favorite toy, a cheap stuffed gorilla from the dollar store.
Aww,
it's her favorite.
My little gorilla.
It's the only toy she likes, and she carried it around until it fell apart. She eats with it, sleeps with it, and roams all over the outdoor habitat with it. She got it, man. Unfortunately, it was only sold during Valentine's Day, so I turned to the Furderino group and asked if they could possibly help me locate more of these. Amazingly, within the day, someone tracked down a person who had three cases of these exact gorilla toys, 72 altogether, and several other Furderinos found individual ones for sale here and there and bought them for LB. She was so happy to get her new toys, and now she has an endless supply to replace the ones that got worn out. When she saw me walk in with a new one, she immediately ran to grab it and hasn't put it down since.
Oh.
I just wanted you guys to know what a positive community the MFM fans are, although I'm sure you already do. This isn't the first time they've donated to my chimp friends, and they're all so generous. I'm attaching some photos of LB with her brand new toy. If you guys are ever in Atlanta or Chattanooga, you'll be driving distance to the sanctuary. We're not open to the public, but I'd be happy to give you a private tour so you can see firsthand how far your reach extends.
No.
Thanks for helping spread so much positivity, Crystal. Oh,
oh
my God.
Steven has a picture.
Oh,
my God. Look at that face.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
We'll put it up on we'll put it up on our Instagram account.
Look at that baby LB.
Oh, she's gorgeous. Look at them nips, man.
That's
stop it.
So sweet.
She is so cute.
Wow.
Oh, she's just sitting there eating and holding her toy. We'll put it on the My Favorite Murder Instagram account. Wow, thanks, Crystal, for sending that and sharing it, and all the Furderinos out there.
All right, here's the last one. The subject line is, my mom invited thieves into our home. And then parentheses, and almost a kidnapping. Hey, mm-hmm. guys. When I was 10 years old, my mom, a very naive lady, befriended a couple at our local grocery store. I remember them talking to each other for a while, and they seemed like really nice people. It was a man and a woman in their 40s, so of course they seemed like a trustworthy couple to my hilarious mom. Mm-hmm. They somehow convinced my mom to let them come to our apartment, and I remember that they were in our apartment with us for about an hour. Mm-mm. These people then managed to convince my mom that they will replace all the electronics in our apartment with newer, better quality ones. Ugh. And so they proceed to fill up their van with all of our stuff.
What the fuck,
I totally remember being very concerned about what was going on and turning to my mom like, what are you doing? Of course, me being 10, I assumed she knew better than me, right. So I let it go. As these people were leaving, the woman turns to my mom and says, let us take the baby. We promise we'll bring him back with the rest of the stuff. She was talking about my baby brother. And I kid you not, my mom stood there and thought about it while I yelled no.
Oh my God.
The woman creepily chuckles and my mom awkwardly declines. Thank goodness she did, because of course these people never came back with any quote unquote newer electronics. And we were left without any devices and no more trust in my mom. I have no idea if anything ever happened to these people. I'm honestly incredibly surprised we survived until our adult years. Stay sexy and don't be fooled into giving up your stuff or your kid, Maribel.
Oh my God, that is an amazing story.
Oh,
like, can you imagine if you're that mom? Like, I would bring that up every fucking holiday.
If you,
hey, mom.
If you're that 10-year-old, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember that time, mom?
From that day on, Maribel as the 10-year-old was in charge of that family.
Maribel, the 10-year-old, was scared of her mom's decision-making skills and never felt safe.
Maribel, the 10-year-old, had to do all the decision-making from that moment on. Horrifying.
That's hilarious.
She had to scream no when they were like, and we'll take the baby. We met you an hour ago.
Baby.
Oh, man.
You guys, don't trust anyone, especially not your own mother.
It is that thing, though, of it's like a middle-aged couple.
Yeah.
That's like, I'm sure, I don't know how long ago it was, but it's like for so long, people were just like, if it's a man and a woman, nothing bad can happen.
And it's like, why wouldn't I trust like them? Why? Who would do such a thing?
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone would take, it's a pretty good scam, though.
It's... Well, also, how ballsy. They're like, oh, we just took everything from her. We might as well try to grab that baby.
Yeah. I mean, they were not going to keep that baby. They were going to sell that thing along with all this fucking electronics, and you know it.
That baby would have been up on the wall at Best Buy. Fucking 42-inch baby.
Well, this baby, it fell off a truck.
This baby's a 3D, HD, and shitting.
Send us your stories. Like, all of them, please.
They're all so good.
They're the best.
And stay sexy.
And don't get murdered.
Goodbye.
Elvis, you want a cookie? Good boy.